2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Been shifting to the northwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 83. And right now in Salt Lake City, partly cloudy and 64 degrees at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Welcome back, Tim, Russell, and Matthew all here this morning. I didn't get my weekly update on learning to read and how the household is going with the new kid roaming around. I saw they were actually sleeping well on the couch or something, and Dad posted something about what a blissful time that is when both of the children are asleep.
So the oldest one does not enjoy sleeping
when you're sleeping.
Yeah, when we're sleeping.
Yeah.
Or when we try and put him down for sleep.
Yeah.
So we'll find him in weird places. His favorite place is like this corner of his room behind. We have like this kind of like lazy boy recliner thing.
Yeah.
And I think he just feels like enclosed, like it's a fort.
Yeah, the dogs do that at my house.
Yeah. I was going to compare it to dogs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest problem is he's now climbing things.
Oh, no.
Getting on windowsills and disassembling blinds. Like, he takes the slats out and stuff. And there's only so much you can do because there's only so many toys you can take away from him at night. And then he's like, I don't have anything left.
And no power over me. And only so many slats in the blinds.
Yeah.
You ever have kids take slats out of the blinds?
No, but that kid's going to be an engineer. I wouldn't discourage it at all.
Yeah, that's the thing is I love that he's curious and energetic.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy, do I hate it as a toddler.
I wonder if you could super glue the blinds there where the strings are, you know?
Yeah.
But then he'd rip everything off.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's for you two to work out later.
I've got
Bob Grove on the phone with us. Bob, it must be getting uncomfortably warm where you are in southern Utah.
I tell you, it's getting there quick.
Yeah,
I was out yesterday. We went, my buddy and I went hiking in Kolob yesterday, Kolob Canyon, on the Taylor Creek Trail. It was quite nice, but as we were coming back, we could feel the heat coming on.
Yeah, I used to do some mountain biking, or did a couple of times down there, and you talk yourself into getting up at 5:30 in the morning. And you ride your mountain bike between 6 and 9, and then you are done, because by 9 o'clock and the sun coming up, it gets really uncomfortable. And quite frankly, if you push yourself too hard and don't have the right hydration, you can get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, you can. I never thought I would adapt to the desert coming from north. You know, I lived in the mountains for most of my life, even up as high as 10,000 feet I lived for 3 years, but when we came down here, my wife she loves the desert, and, you know, happy wife, happy life.
So. Yeah, yeah. I like what she's doing to the dining room table, too, by the way, but we'll talk about that later. Bob says, hey, I think we ought to refinish the dining room table, and his wife is an artist, and an amazing artist.
And Bob meant just sand it down.
And what she did was sit down and just start making flowers on the table.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks beautiful. Yeah. All right. There was an article on KSL.com about things to do at and around Lake Powell without a houseboat. Some people, because the focus usually is houseboating on Lake Powell, because it's an amazing thing to go do, and it is one of the few places in the states where you can actually go do that. They think that because they can't or don't want to spend the money on a houseboat, there's nothing for them to do down there. And, man, it couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yeah, that's true. Lake Powell, one of the things that's really, really amazing about Lake Powell is its shoreline. It's got more shoreline than the Pacific Coast of the United States. So with all this shoreline, there's so many places to go and camp and find a private area, a private beach, all these finger canyons, some of them 20 miles long or more, you can go into, and you can find some really crazy places to go hiking and exploring. You know, I haven't spent as much down deep into the lake. Probably you and Russ may have, but up in the Bullfrog area, I spend a little more time up in there. But there's so much to do in and around the lake without a houseboat. We, you know, I work a lot with Tickaboo up in the Bullfrog Basin. We get a lot of folks that are coming in there, and they'll come in and then just rent power boats for the day or for a couple of days and go out and do just what I mentioned, is go out and just find a place where they can camp and set up. We have a pontoon boat that's frequently used for doing things like that, going down to Good Hope Bay for fishing and to Tickaboo Bay and some of those places a little bit further up north into the lake where there isn't as much traffic and protected more from the wind. Because that lake, if you've been out on that lake during wind, it can be pretty treacherous out there. And so staying close to the shoreline is a good idea in those cases. But, you know, a lot of stuff that's off the water as well. I mean, one of the things that's being discovered now is up in the north section of some of the off-road trails, which have always been there, but unknown to many. And now they're being discovered and finding that this is one of the premier places to come down for off-roading in and around the lake, spend a day on the lake, spend a day on the trails out in the Henry Mountains during the summer months when it's so hot on the lake, you know, which is an ideal time to be on the lake because the water gets so comfortable, especially by September. The water is ideal. It's like bath water.
Well, and that September or even October, my favorite times to be down there because everybody's back in school. Summer vacation is over. Water's still warm. The air temperature is cooler and you're all by yourself. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite time, September, October. That's I've been on, you know, houseboat vacations, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen times. And that's always the time. I don't know that I've been on – well, I've been on the lake once during the summer, but almost always in the fall. It's such an ideal time. The weather is ideal. The water temperature is perfect.
Yeah.
The water is rising. I think the water is coming up so quickly right now. The shoreline is changing every day.
Well, I just – I don't know if you heard before you jumped on, but I talked with someone who was actually on their way back from Lake Powell. They've been there for a week. The water's coming up 6 inches a day right now. Which is a whole lot of water.
I've heard some reports as much as anywhere from 6 to 15 inches.
I've heard that, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quickly. We, out at Height, there's a new operation out there, a new concessioner at Height Outpost, and one of the things that they are going to be running this year are jet ski tours.
Really?
From Height Outpost up the river, into Cataract Canyon to Dark Canyon.
I saw that, yeah, and it's something I'd actually like to go down and do. I've gone the other way through Cataract Canyon on the raft and gone into Lake Powell, which was a lot of fun. But it'd be fun just to be able to get on a motorized jet ski and make the trip up the river.
Yeah, I think they're going to start doing that. Waiting for the water to come up a little bit higher. It's coming up so fast that it might be sooner than they think. But right now they're planning on doing that in July sometime. You know, we had your good buddy Adam Meikle down there not too long ago.
He was at Tickaboo, right?
Yeah. He came down all excited about the off-roads. You know, Adam spent a lot of time down there growing up and through the years, and I think he's fallen in love with the area again, so I think we're going to have him come down and go up there. You ought to come down, you and the guys up there, come down and do it with us.
Yeah, you've been yanking my leg to do that for a long time. And speaking of Tickaboo, they rent the side-by-sides and the ATVs, and they've got guided trips down there on those trails, right?
They do, you know, and I know you got a large audience of off-road enthusiasts. I got to tell you, if you want to escape the crowds, this is one thing that we're hearing a lot of right now, is that you get out on the trail, and you don't see anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're out all day. There's so many miles and miles of roads. And as a result of the popularity now, there's going to be a rally in October, middle of October. They're going to do their first ever rally there. Wow. So, yeah, that's a growing.
At Tickaboo.
outdoor activity in the Lake Powell area now. And that's such a beautiful area around Burr Trail, the Henry Mountains. That's kind of a convergence of Glen Canyon, Capitol Reef, and Grand Staircase all kind of converge right there at the Lake Powell area on the north side. Down the south end, you know, there's so much to do in and around. I've been kayaking out by Lone Rock. You know where Lone Rock is?
Right.
By Waweep,
yeah.
That area between there and Big Water. That's a great place to take kayaks out there. You go out around Lone Rock, and you can stay around close to the shore, and there's some little canyons you can go up into. I went out there one day. I had a group with me. I had some folks that I was guiding. And we were told, if you get up to about 12 knots, the wind up to about 12 knots, you want to stay off the water. Mm-hmm. We were at around 10 or 11 knots. We thought, okay, well, you know, maybe it'll just hold up at that point. And we got out there, and sure enough, the wind picked up. And I tell you, I felt like we were just paddling nowhere for 30 minutes, just staying in place.
We had that experience one time. On the kick boats when we went down to Lee's Ferry.
All right.
And
yeah.
I did not think we were going to get off the water that day. And as hard as we could paddle, and as soon as you had to take a moment to relax, it'd blow you right back to where you started. Yeah. One of the things I really have looked forward to doing, and we've got to wrap up here because we need to get fish bites in, but one of the things I really look forward to doing is taking kayaks and maybe sea kayaks and going back into some of those real long armed canyons or even down the lower part of the Colorado on a sea kayak. Because if you think those Red Rock Cliffs are impressive from the top deck of a houseboat, wait till you see them when you're sitting water level looking up at them.
It's a more intimate view.
Oh, my gosh. It's unparalleled anywhere in the world. We were just in Marseille, France. And went to a little tiny port city called Cassis, spelled K-A-S-S-I-S. And it's part of a national park that they call the Parc National del Calanque. And they have sandstone red rock down there. And I was trying to tell them that this looks a lot like southern Utah, but there just aren't a lot of places in the world like it. Bob, I knew you were the guy to talk to, but there's so many options down there. Give everybody your website if they want to follow your exploits and find out about some of the things that are happening in southern Utah.
Yeah, they can follow along with me at roadtrippingwithbob.com. That's just roadtrippingwithbob.com, and I put a lot of information on there of ideas of places to go, things to do, and sights to see.
Fantastic. Always good catching up with you. I hope we get the chance to see each other one of these weekends soon.
Yeah, you guys got to come down and visit me down here. It's nice and cool. I've got it perfect for you guys.
I'll have your people call my people. How's that?
Nice and cool.
Do that.
All right, buddy.
See you, Bob.
All right, take care.
Road tripping with Bob. We'll take a break. Navi's on the line, so we'll pick his brain a little bit about fishing. There are some reports and some confirmations of state record fish. And the pictures are all on our Facebook page if you want to see these monsters of various species coming up in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. I wondered if you were going to get to that. Matthew.
What are you doing over there?
Sleeping at the wheel. It's time for Fish Bites. He's laughing. But he's not saying anything over there.
Apparently, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Blue sky and sunshine. Navinovskis joins us here for some fish bites to get us to the top of the hour. Are we clear to the top, Matt, by the way?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Navi, you're home for at least a day, aren't you?
Yep. Rolled in last night.
From Steamboat.
Yes. Oh, it was beautiful, Tim. Let me tell you. That Highway 40, I have never seen it more beautiful. It is so green. Everything is amazing green.
How are the flowers?
It's just amazing the mountains that we have when they're so green. But, those rivers. All those rivers on Highway 40, they're blown out.
Mm.
The Duchesne, the Strawberry. Mm. Yeah, you don't want to get near those rivers right now. They are raging high and brown. Yeah.
Do you think Strawberry's topped out now?
It's topped out because there's nowhere for it to go.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I looked at it there last night, and it was as high as I've ever seen it.
I was there a couple weeks ago. It was like 3 feet from the top.
It's totally up there. That's why they're letting the Strawberry out so hard. And by the way, same with starvation. Starvation is I always want to jump off that bridge, you know, when you drive across Highway 40. That's a nice drop.
But call us so we could be there when you do it.
Yeah, it's not as far to fall now because the water's coming. I don't know if you heard me talking about the fact, but obviously they're doing it down at the gorge, too, letting the water out down the green, and obviously that's blowing things out there, too.
The green, we crossed the green, and it was just blown up. It was huge. I guess Lake Powell's going to fill up because I don't know where all this water's going to go if we're going to let it go away.
Yeah. We'll talk Lake Powell here in a minute because on the heels of our conversation with Bob Grove, I did want to talk to you about that a minute. But I want to make sure people that follow us on Facebook know and can look at these pictures. I don't think you've seen them because you've been on the road. But
I have seen the big fish at Flaming Gorge.
Well, did you see the one at the trout they brought out of Porcupine Reservoir?
Yes, I did. I saw that, too. Of course, they got that with the electrical shock.
They did, but, I mean, still, just to know that those fish are in there.
I know.
When you go fish any body of water and all you're pulling out is an 8-inch or a 12-inch, or you get lucky and you get an 18, you think, man, there just aren't any big fish in here. And then a day like that comes along, they had a brown that was about 30 inches long, and I don't know who the girl is that's holding this fish, but it's massively long. And in addition to the brown, lots of rainbow trout, 6 to 18, showed up in their nets, and they caught plenty of kokanee salmon between 12 and 13 inches. There's just some beautiful fish right now. And the one you're talking about actually got national attention. It was on CNN's website or something. Matt Smiley caught and released a 48-inch trout at Flaming Gorge last month, and he's now the current catch-and-release state record holder for a lake trout.
Well, a little of photo advice for our listeners. If you want to make your fish look big, put it in the hands of a little person. Because when Brandon O'Brien holds your fish, it looks puny, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know. I saw one of the brothers holding a king salmon in Alaska, and he couldn't make that thing look small.
Yeah, but that girl, the fishing game worker at Porcupine, that's a perfect person to hold that fish.
So get a little girl with small hands and then have her hold it out towards the camera, and, man, you've got a monster.
Oh, rent out my toddler.
No question. And same with that one that boy got, Smiley got out of a Flaming Gorge. That's a hog.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard Matt say, but he's willing to rent out his toddler to hold your fish for your social media photos. All right, give me your top couple of things and tactics for fishing Lake Powell. Even though I guess now's still a good time, but the fall seems to be the best time to be down there to go after the stripers.
Well, the spring too. You know, when the water like this is encroaching, like this time of year, people say it gets hot, you're just going to go for stripers. It's not necessarily true because as that water rises, it encroaches up on area where there has been no water, up into the sagebrush. And that is just loaded with food. So the fish are right up there on the edges because as that water reaches, you know, untouched area, it brings out all kinds of forage for the fish.
So, yeah.
Even though it's already June and you're thinking it's summer strategies, the temperatures haven't reflected June yet. And more importantly, with that water rising at the rate that it's rising, you can find these areas clear back where water hasn't been for a decade, and that's where the fish are congregating because there's so much forage available for them. That would be what I would do if I were at Lake Powell right now.
Yeah. And what would you be throwing at them?
Oh, just your usual stuff. It's not like you're throwing – well, I tell you what, I would do the worm. If I were throwing for bass, I'd be throwing a what we call a Carolina rig, which is a rubber worm and one of those big weights and bounce it up there in the shallows. I would also throw crawdads. And if I'm going for the bass or for the, you know, the smallies and the largemouth, that's what I'm after. And then, I mean, even the walleye, I would be up in the shallows. But Lake Powell, you can't miss with all those stripers that are down there. It really doesn't matter what.
All right, Navi, look, we're running out of time here, and I know you're about to hit the road. Enjoy your time in Europe. I know you're headed to play some golf. We're literally a couple of seconds away, but be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Just like that.
Bye.
All right.
Live
Breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.